Hot Wheels are some of the most sought-after toys in the market. They've been around for over 40 years and are highly collectible.
When I was a little kid, we used to have those orange tracks. You put them together with the little pieces, and then you could make all the little things. And I know the big time videos and stuff like that. But to me, I think a Hot Wheel is something that you can be creative with, and it makes you use your mind. But the Hot Wheel has never changed. You know, it's still made out of aluminum. It's one of the most consistent cars that you can go back and test the time and see exactly the same car.
Just a small toy. They've been a very popular item since the first cars were released back in 1968. The miniature replica cars and trucks are durable, tough, and show great attention to detail.
You look at the detail of a Hot Wheel car, and you look at that, they make that car just like they make the real car. And so they're not just throwing it out there and say, hey, this is what it looks like. Got details here, you got rims. It symbolizes that.
They may be toys geared towards kids, but for a group of Minnesota Vikings, they are highly sought after.
It's kind of our DB coach, Jerry Gray. He believes that the Hot Wheel is the best toy ever created, just for like the value that it has, the price of it, and the durability of it.
Instead of giving game balls to his players in the Vikings secondary, defensive backs coach Jerry Gray has found a way for his players to covet a Hot Wheel.
For DBs, you know, as like a game ball, If you played well that game, instead of getting a game ball, you get a Hot Wheel in your locker. It's just, obviously, it's just one of those things that you know, you got to play well to do it. You had to have a good game, you know, make a few big plays, earn the Hot Wheel.
I always try to give guys who, you don't have to earn the game ball. It's something that you've done in the game, in a win, that created the win. So I try to give them balls like that, other than saying, well, you got interceptions, this is what you should get, because I know you're going to be recognized by the team.
It may seem like an odd item to want, but ask any of the Vikings' defensive backs, and they will all want to have one of these toys sitting in their locker on Wednesdays. It may be geared for kids, but it takes on a whole new meaning for these players.
When I first met him, you know, he told me about that. He's like, you know, if you get a game ball, you get this little Hot Wheel car. I'm sitting there like, a Hot Wheel car? And as I went on, he ended up telling me the more details about the story about the Hot Wheel car. He's like, it's the best toy. It's the best toy. Growing up, you know, it was 99 cents. You know, it made of metal. It never breaks and all that. And it's cheap. And he was like, and growing up, you precious. You know, you always got them little Hot Wheel cars. You're like, man, Mom, can I go get another Hot Wheel? And he always gave us a Hot Wheel for game balls. And, you know, I look at it as every week, like, man, I got a couple in my locker. I'm trying to get another Hot Wheel. You know, I'm not worrying about the football no more. I want another Hot Wheel because it's the best gift. And Coach Gray, he motivates us in different ways and different forms.
It's like a very, like, minute thing. It's just a Hot Wheel. But, like, what it stands for is, you know, it's giving you a pat on the back and giving you praise for what you did on Sunday. And so, yeah, I mean, I guess maybe, you know, have some good games. Might get my own Hot Wheel collection going.
Hot Wheels have stood the test of time, being popular back in the 60s when first released, and that popularity has continued into 2015. There are thousands of varieties of Hot Wheels out there, and most can be bought for a dollar. But for the Vikings secondary, there's nothing better than getting a Hot Wheel from Jerry Gray.
We get guys to understand that it's something cheap that you can go get for 97 cents, but everybody don't get it, you know. And it's a little kid thing, but I think there's always a little kid in the guys that's still here. And I try to use that as a motivating factor. If you get one of these, everybody can't get it. You know, you can go buy it, but that's a different thing than earning it.